welcome back to another episode of Strong in the Saddle. Today we need to talk about baby horses because it has come up in my world in the last little bit and I need to talk about it. So I guess we'll just start with futurities. We'll just go right to it. Futurities. So I don't know, I guess we have reining, roping, barrel racing. Those are the three disciplines that I know for sure have futurities. For those of you who do not know, futurities tend to be, they're usually bigger events where there are aged classes of, you know, your horse has to be this certain age or have this level of experience in order to compete in this pool or class or whatever you want to call it. And the big focus is usually on the three-year-olds. There's been, I would say, a huge expansion in the futurity world in all three of those disciplines where the prize money and just the overall size of these events has exploded. And of course, with that comes a lot of people being involved in the futurity world, which I think is awesome. I think that if people in the horse industry have the opportunity to run for a lot of money, like, I am all for that. So as I said, a lot of these events are for three-year-olds. Before I go any further, I will say these events, like, so reining, barrel racing, roping, we usually use quarter horses. Quarter horses, as a general rule, mature faster than, say, a warm blood. However, at 3 years old, they are not fully developed. Physically, their bones, ligaments, tendons, muscles, that is all still developing, as is their mind. They are not mature at 3 years old. As someone who has had a three-year-old, they are not mature. They are still definitely young horses. I got Diesel when he was three. He was by no means a mature horse. They are still young. They are still growing. I used to be of the mind that, yeah, futurities are awesome. Like, you have these young horses that get to be showcased in these really big events. There's lots of stallion incentives that really promote the breeding of these specific horses that are meant for this discipline. Like, it's really, really good. And I believed that for a long time. And to a certain extent, I still believe that. But I definitely have some fine print beside that now. Particularly after I watched a series on a particular reining trainer's YouTube channel. He had a series a couple of years ago, I think, where he chronicled kind of like journey to the futurity, where he started with this row of horses, and each week or however frequent he posted, he showed just the progress as they were working to get these horses ready for the futurities. And week after week, it seemed like the horses started dropping like flies. Like, I think one came up with some sort of hoof issue, one came up with knee issues. And yes, you can say these horses are athletes, they're doing physical things, injuries are bound to happen. Sure, yeah, absolutely. Injuries are going to happen regardless of whether a horse is 3 years old or 13 years old. Things are going to happen, they're going to get hurt. But I think when the premise behind your series is that this is a grueling process and we don't know which horse is going to make it to the futurity, it starts to, some red flags go up saying, like, how grueling is this? What are you doing to these horses in the name of getting them futurity ready? So typically these horses would get broke as two-year-olds, and from then on it's pretty much a race to the futurity where they are put in full-time training, and it is a grueling training program where they are rode pretty hard. They have very high expectations. They have a lot to learn. They have a lot of physical strength and endurance and agility to develop in a very short period of time, on top of also just growing and developing as a horse in general. And so when you're putting a developing animal under that kind of stress, I think you're only asking for trouble. Like, to me, when you look at it like that, it's like, well, no wonder your horse has knee trouble. No wonder your horse is lame, or no wonder your horse is losing his mind. He is 3 years old, which is the equivalent of like a toddler. No wonder he's losing his mind. He cannot handle this stress. As I said, I purchased a horse at 3 years old. I bought Diesel when he was three. He was born in April, and I got him in May of his three-year-old year, so he was just three. And even as a four-year-old, I could not imagine putting that much pressure on Diesel. And like, even now, he'll be turning five this year, I still call him a baby, because he is still maturing as a horse. Even Junior, I bought Junior as a six-year-old, and Junior is definitely more built than Diesel, just genetically. I feel like Junior was not fully developed and like fully like a grown horse until he was 8 years old. And I really think the people in like, say, the dressage world, the people who ride Warmbloods, like I said, yes, Warmbloods mature a bit slower than a quarter horse would, but I really think they have something right when they take their training, they start later and they take it slower. And that's why you see like 18-year-old horses doing dressage at the Olympics. It's because they have that long view in mind. They're not riding these horses, training these horses with the intent of making a quick buck at the futurities, and then who cares what happens afterwards. I think because of the futurities, a lot of trainers have got it backwards or just completely messed up entirely on what they're focusing on. I really think there needs to be a lot more focus on the welfare of the individual horse, as well as the longevity and the long-term performance career of these horses. Because right now, yeah, okay, your horse made it to the futurity. What does life look like after the futurity? Is he sound? Is he going to be sound when he's 10? And the answer oftentimes is no. Like, I remember when I, before I got Diesel, I was looking for a new horse. I was bluntly told, you will not find a sound non-pro horse that is like, had some experience and, you know, has been to some shows, has a little bit of age on them, not much, but just like a good non-pro horse will not be sound without like maintenance involved. And it's because they are rode so hard as young horses. So I think I'm gonna wrap this up fairly quickly, because I feel like I'm just kind of rambling and ranting a little bit. I do not know what the solution is to this. I feel like the behemoth that is futurities is kind of just a snowball that's accumulating and getting bigger and bigger. Prize money's getting bigger and bigger. There's more attention to them. Stallion incentives are growing. Like, I don't know how you stop that. And maybe you don't need to stop it. Maybe just tweak things a little bit. Like, even a four-year-old futurity instead of three. Five-year-old futurity, something, like, we need to tweak these timelines, because it breaks my heart that there is very well-bred and probably very well-minded horses getting drilled into the ground and then have nothing left for their lives after the futurity is said and done. That breaks my heart. That breaks my heart. These horses will try their hearts out for us, and that's the way we treat them. It's not fair. It's not fair. And with that, be sure to follow me everywhere at Strong on the Saddle. Until next time, remember, it's always a good day to ride.